3:35, time for Dave Murray, brought to you by the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Center. Big day, the summer forecast. Dave, you got your game face. You look ready.
I'm ready. What a great bump song, too. Bump in song.
Rachel always takes care of you.
Of course. I'm excited. I'm excited for the 2026 summer forecast.
So you want to do local forecast first?
Let's do local first. Just get that out of the way, especially since it's holiday weekend. And do you realize that this Monday, the 25th, is the earliest possible Memorial Day we can have?
I did not.
And that's why it kind of snuck up on us. At least it snuck up on me. I can't believe it's this weekend.
Yeah.
All right. We're fine. A lot of clouds around right now. It's that northwest flow. Clouds this evening. Kind of cool, right around 60, 52 for the overnight low. Kind of go partly cloudy late tonight. Beautiful day tomorrow. Partly sunny and nice, 73. Nice Thursday night, though. Clouds taking over. Friday, unsettled day. Scattered showers and a couple of thunderstorms around. Nothing strong, nothing severe. 72 degrees. Saturday, Sunday, Monday for Memorial Day. Let's lump it all together. Partly sunny skies. It's warmer. About 80 degrees each day, so mainly in the 70s, and each day could bring a couple of spot thunderstorms, though I expect a lot of rain-free time over the holiday weekend.
Okay. Strap in.
All right, you got it. Are you ready?
Take it away.
Okay. This is June, July, and August. We'll also talk about the hurricane season a little bit. Okay, we start with June. Average high in June is 85.9, average low 67.2, just as a reference. Seems to be the pattern this year, the bounce around temperatures, and that is going to continue in the month of June. We'll have some great temperatures, but also expect some very warm to hot, but also a few chilly days are possible. There's no pattern in the temperatures that gets locked in because of the bounce. We'll be on the edge of a hot, dry pattern over southwest part of the country and Texas. We're going to have to watch that through the summer season. So it's a little bit of a battle between the bubble of heat and a rather persistent northwest flow that does not want to give up at all, hasn't given up at all the spring. I think it will continue in June. Temperatures, by the end of the month, with the bounce around, should average out to be just about average to slightly above. Pretty bearable month. June is also a month when thunderstorms typically really rock and roll. In my book, it's the wettest month of the year, mainly due to thunderstorms. And I do think June storms will be active with that northwest flow. Thinking 4 to 6 strong to severe weather events. That's above average. All-day rains never happen in June. I think rainfall for the month will be above to possibly well above average. So no drought concerns this June. But flooding, flash flooding, will be a concern in the thunderstorm pattern. We all know that kind of drill. Things to look for. Watch for birds carrying food to their young. Check evergreens for bagworms. And cattail blooms are covered with pollen.
Anyone else grow up with cattails?
I did.
I think we had them around, but we were a little suburban for that.
Yeah.
You didn't soak them in something and light them on fire?
Maybe.
Man, Dave, that was so much fun. Maybe. Soak them in kerosene and you go running around the backyard.
Yep.
Total fun.
Things we did that would never be allowed now.
Right. Or the kids just go like, I'm going to set a plant on fire and run. Like,
I would be like, how poor were you?
I'm going to build a model rocket and stuff it with fireworks and see what happens.
All right,
sure,
June,
go ahead.
June doesn't sound bad.
No, June actually sounds pretty good, though it could be a little wet at times. July, average high and low 89.6, call it 90, and 71.1. July, typically the core of the summer heat and humidity for the St. Louis area, but my thinking this July, not so fast, my friend. It will continue to be the battle between that intense surge from the southwest, hot and a dry and very dry, bone dry flow, and the summer break. I think the northwest flow is going to continue in July. So the key, the heat and dryness from the southwest does not take solid control. In fact, I'm thinking attacks will be rather limited. The northwest flow having the bulk of the weather muscle, but there's going to be battles in the air masses. Yes, it will be hot and at times very humid. It's July. Can't get away from that. But the northwest flow is going to keep this July from becoming a true summer beast. As a result, temperatures when looking at the entire month will be about average for the middle of summer. So it's not too hot. At least it's not anything that we can't handle. Yes, I think it will be the hottest month of the summer, but in the acceptable range. Northwest flow will tend to keep the thunderstorm pattern alive and well. The active thunderstorm pattern, no all-day rains, will keep our rainfall above to well above average, so no drought concerns in July. The number of thunderstorm events will be above average, thinking 3 to 4 during the month, and thunderstorms will once again bring the risk of flash flooding. Things to look for in July. The bird songs have now subsided. The birds are busy raising their young. Long-tailed weasels breed through August. And my favorite, watch for hummingbirds bringing their young to the feeder. Do I have to ask?
Janelle?
Do I have to ask?
Oh, I know. It's because they don't know the words.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
There you go. All right. Nice. It took about 5 or 6 years, but I think we have that now.
Yeah. Now we're still.
But I'm never going to give up.
Dave, it doesn't sound like there's, so far, a lot of risk of drought.
No, not at all. Not at all the way I'm looking. Now, one thing that's going on is we're shifting from a La Nina pattern to neutral. We're kind of neutral right now to an El Nino pattern. It will be building as we go through the summer. That has a lot to do with what I'm calling for. And just because I do think we'll have plenty of thunderstorms to talk about.
Okay.
August, average high, 88. Average low, 69. The bouncy temperature pattern continues in August. Overall, this is looking like a very bearable summer month for temperatures. The intense summer heat from the south-southwest will remain locked in place as a rare northwest flow, rare for summertime, will make a few August visits. No record highs, no record lows. Temperatures, when we add up the numbers, will be below, maybe well below average for August, but we do have to watch those little surges from the southwest. Rainfall, typically a very dry month. Never really want to fight that idea, but drought is not a concern for August like the bulk of the summer months. The storm track is going to remain active with the northwest flow. Send a few cool fronts our way. There'll be summer cool fronts. Also thinking with the El Nino building, the hurricane season is going to get off to an early start, maybe a very early start, and that could be as early as June. And we have to keep an eye on that. Any storms that form in the western and central Gulf of Mexico has the potential to bring some rainfall up over us. Things to look for. Look for large flocks of purple martins gathering for fall migration. Also, the hummingbirds start to head south too. Late summer molt produces drab colors in robins and a lot of other birds. They are not sick. And wild cherries and wild grapes begin to ripen. I mentioned hurricanes a little bit. The El Nino pattern tends to suppress hurricanes in the Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico. And as a result, I don't think it's going to be a giant season for that part of the world. One, maybe two storm systems that hit the U.S., but as we all know, with all the growth along the coast, it doesn't take much. In contrast, the Pacific, that has been very quiet the last 3 or 4 years because of the La Nina pattern, will really come alive in the El Nino pattern. I think the Pacific really rocks and rolls. Hawaii needs to be careful. And even Southern California, the coastline, has a possibility that has to be watched. The west coast of Mexico, if you're planning on traveling there, could be very active when it comes to Pacific hurricanes. There you go. There you have it. There you are.
Awesome.
Well done. Thank you.
Yeah, it doesn't really sound rough to me.
No.
I know there's a lot of weird forecast out there, but you know, mine might be weird too.
No, thanks for your work, Dave.
You bet.
I know a lot goes into that.
Yes, it does, but that's okay. It's fun.
Give it a few minutes and be on your Facebook.
Yes, and Rachel already has a copy of it. She kept it very, very quiet. Ooh. So it'll be going up on the KMOX site, too.
I'm so glad that Rachel's now Dave's best friend.
Always has been. Always has been.
This is not a new development.
No, not at all.
I'm glad that I'm just realizing this. Thank you, Dave.
Alrighty, thanks guys.